This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
I'm fine.
Just fine?
Yeah, PG.
How'd you survive the NLCS?
Oh.
It started off good, but it went downhill in a hurry.
Well, you know, I've got a...
Don't hold back. Come on.
I'm not going to hold back because these extra playoff games and stuff just blow me out of the water. It's all about my favorite saying, M-O-N-E-Y, and I'm not saying the Cardinals didn't deserve to be there, but, you know, they just keep adding teams and playing more games, and I don't know where it's all going to end, and I do not know how the average person goes to a ball game anymore. I just don't understand it. Where do they get the revenue to go? The average man that's working.
But they can't pay their house pay, and they can't pay the electric bill and everything else like that.
But you know how they go to the ball game.
It's called a credit card.
Well, I talked to a guy a while back. He goes to a lot of ball games, and he said to put it all on the credit card. Work real hard over the winter to pay it off so I can do it again next summer. And I said, well, good for you.
Could be worse. Could be a blues band right now. No hockey.
Yeah, no hockey.
I know. We have a couple good guests here today. Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce is here. Be on your best behavior.
Well, I was just going to say we probably have one good guest here at least.
Yeah. John Baggio from Giordani's Restaurants is also...
Giordani's Enterprise.
Enterprise.
Multiple restaurants.
Right. Good food, too.
Thank you.
And we'll have our conversation right after this. Hold on.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know firsthand just how difficult the passing of a beloved family member can be. Losing a loved one is never easy, but there is a simple way to lift some of the burdens from your family. Come by Plummer Funeral Home and we'll help you make your final arrangements in advance. We'll record your choices and help you plan a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home. The locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest is this week is Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce and John Baggio from Giordani's Enterprises. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How are you guys today?
Good morning.
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
And Mickey, it's been a while since we were here. The last time you were here, you brought clowns in. You put me through a first. That was the first time I've ever interviewed clowns.
Yeah.
I've interviewed politicians. I've interviewed everyone else. That was the first time I've interviewed clowns.
Have you listened to that tape lately?
No. Why?
It gets more exciting as you listen to it every time.
Why? What did they do?
I don't know. It gets funnier and funnier.
That's true. I've listened to it a couple times, but not. I normally don't go back and listen to my work. So, by the way, before we start off, how did the Kelly Miller Circus go?
Kelly Miller Circus was excellent. They had a lot of new acts there, and the crowd came out. The early show was just short of being a sellout, and the late show was about half. It wasn't bad, and they let me ride the elephant.
That would have been, I would have paid the price of admission to
see
that.
Well, the crowd that night did pay the admission and get to see them. See me ride that elephant. But they saw a lot of other good acts, too. The trapeze, the lady hanging from the rope with her teeth and doing whatever they do, whirl up there.
Mm-hmm. Twirl or whatever, See, Uncle Ralph, you missed it. You had him on an elephant. You could have thrown a tomato or something.
Well,
you had him.
Oh, I'm sure there's some people wish they had a tomato to throw at me, too.
Having had the opportunity to do that, Mick, what was your thoughts when you got up on that huge animal and was sitting up there? What did you think? Maybe, why am I doing this? It's quite an experience. It really is.
Well, you're a lot higher than I thought.
Yeah, then you realize you are.
When I got up there, I could just see everything in the circus there, and I saw everybody waving at me, but I couldn't see their faces, so I didn't know who they were.
Yeah.
But they all told me about it later. But it's just unusual, and the elephant skin is just real rough, hard.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what it reminds me of, but it was just the second time, 2 years ago, I did the same thing. This time, I really enjoyed it this time.
see. So, but that's good to hear. Kelly Miller Circus went well.
We already booked him 2 years from now.
That's good.
And, 2014.
And we've got a great entrepreneur, 28 years, over 20 years in the restaurant business, a Benelled staple who recently expanded. John Baggio is our guest as well. John, welcome, my friend. How are you today?
Oh, doing well, thank you.
And, of course, you are the owner, operator of Papa Giordani's and, of course, Giordani's Amore. And tell us a little bit about this new, well, it's not new now, but the new adventure with the Amore and how this all came about.
Well, just one moment here, sir. You left the third out. The What's third comment about this catering company.
And well, that's right. I forgot.
Well, I can tell you.
Gradually, I wanted to go to the restaurant first and then to the catering.
Well, we can start at the beginning. You know, we started in 85 as a carryout delivery just because there was no carryout and delivery in Gillespie at the time. We were the first delivery operation with pizza and a few sandwiches. And then we had expanded on and went into the dining room. That was about 7 years later. And we filled a niche there that we had no Italian restaurants in the area. So then we expanded on and we bought this dining hall, well, 6 years ago now. Mm-hmm. We transformed it into a banquet center. We were working our catering out of there. And the catering is done very well. We're doing about 100 weddings a year now, mostly nicer weddings. So we're very happy with that. So we thought we'd have the nice banquet hall for them to come in. Well, it apparently didn't work out as well as we wanted to. The building was being underutilized. So we've expanded into what we've just opened 8 weeks ago, Giordani's Amore. It's a fine, not fine dining, but it's a casual dining restaurant. With, you know, we got the Italian foods, we got the pizza, we have the steaks, all the items that, you know, people want in the area in a casual atmosphere. We still have parties there, but we still open to the public 4 days a week.
Mickey?
Explain the pricing situation there at Amore Restaurant.
Okay. At Amore, we've went with an all-inclusive menu. All of our entrees, pastas, grilled items include iced tea. We make our own bread every day, serve it. You get your entree, your pasta, or your grilled item, and then we serve, finish it off with spumoni. Ice cream. So that's all included in the price.
Wow.
So like our spaghetti's dinner start at $9.99. Mm-hmm. You know, so and that's all included for $9.99.
And it also includes the dinner rolls, nice and hot dinner rolls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Made fresh daily.
And that's the key now. You're seeing a lot of restaurants now going to the fresh side of things, fresh vegetables, fresh potatoes, or whatever, however you want to put it. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that's the case here with Amore?
Correct. At Papa Giordani's, most of our items are pre-prepared ahead, and then we finish them off in an oven, or boil them, or fry them. At Amore, our items come in fresh, we saute, then we put a lot of wine in our sauces, so that's one of the big differences at Amore. And then we plate it and send it out. So it's all a fresh product, yes.
And then that and makes it... Also,
they also grill items.
Mm-hmm. But having fresh items, though, that makes a big difference.
Quite a bit. Yeah, the taste is different. The taste from just down the street is completely different. Even though the items might look similar on the menu, mm-hmm. they're going to taste completely different.
And sitting in the area that you sit in, do you pick up quite a bit of business out of the east side, I want to say, Collinsville, Belleville, and in that area? Do they get up to your place?
We've gotten some. We just had a fantastic write-up on the Alton Telegraph. They did a full-page article on us. And this last weekend, it brought in numerous people and many comments about it. So we're getting a lot from there, but our customer base is probably a 25-mile. We do a lot with Hillsboro, Carlinville, Litchfield. We get a lot of people coming that way, Staunton, Bunker Hill. Bethalto's pretty good for us, too.
One thing, and we've talked about this before we went on the air, mm-hmm. this area, and I know Giordani's has awesome pizzas, mm-hmm. but this area has a niche. I don't know what it is. It's with pizzas that you can't go wrong. Every place is different, but every pie is good.
there's some good pies. I think ours is good, very good too. Mm-hmm. It's different than the other pies. So we're happy with that. And at Amore, we created another crust for that. We don't sell a lot of it. People are there for the all-inclusive meals.
Mm-hmm.
But it's there available. It's like Saturday, we had, you know, a few pizzas that went out, but the whole family ate the dinners.
I think one thing that helps out, and we mentioned this at the top of the show, you've been in business for over 20 years in the restaurant catering business. There's a sense of trust, and I think that carried over into the Amore, because if you were a new guy coming in, they didn't know you, didn't know what to expect. We talked about this earlier. The life expectancy of a new restaurant is 95%. They fail within the first 5 years. You at least have that trust that carries over and will more than likely lead to a successful endeavor with Amore.
1985, they started, just to correct you, sir.
I said over 20 years, but that's got to help.
Oh, yeah, it helps. You know, we've got a lot of customers that, you know, come to both locations now. And our original customer base tried the place down the street, and some of them come down there and come down to the restaurant. They go to both because they're getting two different experiences. The pricing's all the same, so it's similar pricing at both restaurants. It's just a different menu.
Talk about your new venture, and for excuse me, folks in the area who may not be familiar with it, talk about the location. Where is it located at?
Okay, we've taken over, used to be the Prairie Tug in Benelt. You know, we've done an extensive remodeling. We've completely eliminated all the old barn wood that was inside, and we've taken the outside and spruced it up, cleaned it up, landscaped it. We've added two large patios, so we've got seating on the patios for 70 to 80 people right now. We're kind of like a winery, a feel to it, but we're not a winery. You know, we're a restaurant first, mm-hmm. but you got that casual feel that you can go out there and just be comfortable if you wanted to sit on the patios and get a bottle of wine. I had that happen a couple of weeks ago. Gentleman and his wife came down there, they got a bottle of wine, sat on the patio, had dessert, then left, came down to the restaurant, got our roasted chicken. You know, it's fun for the people to come out and they can enjoy, you know, something out there.
And I think this fills a niche in the community. And Uncle Ralph kind of made a mention of this before we went on the air about maybe before it wasn't ready, but now it is, that the Benelde, Gillespie, Staunton area doesn't really have a place that, a nice place that you could have, let's say, a bridal shower or a baby shower or a rehearsal dinner. The Amore gives you that opportunity to have that.
Yeah, the Amore, the main level, we can seat 125 to 150 people comfortably. So we divide it off for parties of like 25 to 35, 40 people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, still have plenty of room for the rest of the people. Then we still have the upstairs available for 50 people, which we opened up if we need to. But, yes, it's worked out very well so far.
I've been by there several times, especially in the summer months, going over to Mickey's concert. But the wife and I commented several times, and I wish to compliment you on the job you did on the outside. It's really, really nice, really beautiful, in fact, the way you have landscaped and done things. It's very attractive.
Well, thank you. My wife did most of that. She carried the design flow into the building, too. So
That sometimes can be scary to let a female in charge of interior or exterior decorating.
Explain some of the decor on the inside, John. When you started Papa Joe's, you had some local pictures of some of the history of Benelde. Now you added the same thought, the same idea in Amore there, except the pictures are right, we're right at the table where you're sitting, because they're right on the wall. You can look at one. And each time I've been in there, I've sit at a different table and I see a different picture.
We've taken pictures from a local historian, and we've recopied them and placed them on the wall. So it's turn-of-the-century type pictures of Benelde. It's all Benelde. You know, the Benelde homecoming poster from 1945 is down there. Memorabilia relating to the old Coliseum, the early 1930s photos of the Bunnell before it was even developed. And
Was that easy to find, some of those old photos?
I said we found it from a historian. She had the photos, and okay. She's got more photos than we could ever use. We don't have enough wall space to do what she has wants us to put up. So it's turned out well. We've got more coming.
They have a picture. One of the pictures I really enjoyed. They had from the old trolley from St. Louis coming all the way up to Bunnell, running the railroad tracks in downtown Bunnell.
Really?
Yeah.
Outstanding.
We found an early picture of Bunnell Dorsey, so the founder of Bunnell. Mm-hmm. And we got his picture up there. And you get to see who he actually was that actually developed the area. That
was another thing that the circus owner, who's from Iceland, who's the owner of this, he bought it 4 or 5 years ago. He was asking how did it come up to become the word Bunnell? And nobody understood that from there. So I explained him to him step by step. B-E-N is Ben, the first name. The L, the middle initial, is his middle initial. And D stood for Dorsey. So, I mean, and people were amazed that way. And I told him he owned a lot of this property around there in the early 1800s, and he started piecing it off when he got a lot older there.
And then when Mickey moved in, all heck broke loose.
Yeah. May change the name to
absolutely,
Mickey.
Absolutely.
You mentioned earlier, again, for people who are looking for a fine place to dine and stuff, did I understand you right? You're open there 4 days?
Yes.
4 days a week?
Yeah, we open it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 4:30.
Okay.
Okay. Now let's talk a little bit. Obviously, the two restaurants are just part of the puzzle. The catering business, you mentioned you handle a lot of wedding receptions and that. That's a fierce competition, isn't it, to get the wedding reception gig?
Well, we do bridal shows every year, a couple bridal shows. We'll go to Springfield and Collinsville, and we put out a nice display, and we've had a good reception to that. We get about, like I said, 100 weddings. Mainly that's Dana, my wife. She has a good rapport with the bride. She has a lot of knowledge as far as, you know, information that they don't think about when they come in. We do a private tasting with all the future brides that come in. So, they know a lot before they actually get involved in the process with us.
And the wedding receptions, that gives you an opportunity not to give a sample of the Italian food available, but the fried chicken, because I know you guys have good fried chicken too. Not anymore?
Roasted.
Well,
we have roasted chicken, but the roasted chicken doesn't go out. Everybody sells fried chicken on weddings, and our main chicken dish is chicken spadini. It's a roasted, boneless chicken breast that we put in an Alfredo wine sauce. So it differentiates us again from the other people. That's our whole goal, is to be a little bit different and be a little bit better.
Is it tough to be a little bit different from everyone else?
Everything's a little bit more expensive. You know, when you pay a little bit more, you got to give up somewhere. You know, you got to pay for what you're going to get. If you want
the old saying, you pay for what you get.
That's correct. And we feel like we're putting out a fair product at a fair price. And
I think the average person, I know my wife and I feel that way when we go out somewhere for dinner in the evening. Price enters into it. But as long as we get a good product, I really don't worry about that part of it. As long as it's not totally ridiculous, I think people, what I'm trying to say, I guess, is people are willing, as Mick said, to pay for it as long as they get what they expected they were going to get and walk away satisfied. You know,
quality, hot, flavor, the whole thing.
Well, that's what we try to do with our menu down there. You know, with the beef that we bought, we've went with all choice beef, and we hand cut up most of our own steaks, so they're a fresh product that go right onto our grill, and that seems to be a really hot item. People are enjoying the grill area. The pastas, being cooked up fresh and hot, that's the way Mickey likes it. It's got to be hot and on a hot plate. That's the way we try to send it out.
Dull it down a little bit, make it a little bit colder than normal? Come on.
He's tried that.
Oh, okay.
We've done that. That's unfortunate because I heard about it.
Yeah, put a raw steak on a plate.
One thing, I'm a fan of some of these restaurant shows that kind of like Restaurant Impossible or that, and you know this as well as I do, there is a science to running and operating a restaurant, from where items are placed on the menu to the decor of a restaurant to where bar stools are sit if at a bar at a restaurant. It's a science, and it's not like you go in, open up the doors, turn on the grill, and then and you're on your way. There's a lot to it.
Well, we don't know the science part about it. We're going in trial and error. We kind of know what we want to do and how we want to put it out. And if it doesn't work, we're going to change it. Mm-hmm. You know, we print our own menus now, so we've changed them 3 times since we started, just to get the right feel of what people actually want in the area.
Right.
And so as far as the decor, it's what makes my wife feel happy. If it makes her feel happy, I think people are going to enjoy it.
Well, what about your web page? Talk about your web page. Somebody doesn't know, and maybe they live a few miles away. Explain the web page to them so they, if they want to go to, learn more about Papa Joe's Enterprise.
Well, it's joedonnies.com. It's got our menu at Papa Joe's on there. We haven't got the menu on there for Amore yet. Amore's menu's on our Facebook page. So we're getting a lot of pictures on the Facebook page, some good following on Facebook right now. I lost it here.
That helps out. Facebook, the website, and that it helps bring your message out about both restaurants and the catering side of things.
Well, another thing, too, there is I don't think we really describe exactly the locations of both places. You have Papa Joe's is at Highway 4 and Highway 138 on the south end of Route 4 right there. And then you have Amore on the north end of Bunnell, mm-hmm. where it turns into Montclair there at Highway 4. So it's less than a quarter of a mile. Mm-hmm. from each place, so you can't miss it. If you get on Route 4, you're not going to be missing it. It's 2 miles south of Gillespie, 4 miles north of Staunton. Mm-hmm. It's 3 miles, 4 miles west of Interstate 55 in Mount Olive. Mm-hmm. Just gives you an idea. It's not that far away from anybody.
Absolutely, and we're running short on time here. John, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for stopping by and talking with us about the business, about the enterprise, and I'm actually looking forward. I'll be at the Amore sometime next Friday, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Well,
so.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you coming over too. Yeah, it's your in-laws, I guess, future in-laws that are having.
Yeah,
this.
We're having a rehearsal dinner at the Amore, so it's gonna be fun.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Absolutely, and again, anyone seeking more information, real quick. Give us the website again that they can find that information out.
Joedonnies.com. Okay. Joedanis.
All right. And Mickey, other activities coming up with the Cold Country Chamber? You've got 2 minutes.
We're starting the wind down now. We have left is Breakfast with Santa in December, the business of the year after the first of the year. That's where we're at. And we're ready working on all the events for 2013, starting to book bands. And for the fall festival, they're all booked already. The summer concert series every Tuesday night in June and July. There's about 7 of the 9 shows that are booked already.
All right.
But we're doing very good. And just one thing I want to say, thank you, WSMI, FM, and AM. And thank you for helping us promote all our events this year. And it was very successful through the concert series that we did over 4,000 people in 9 nights. And the fall festival was over 6,000 people. They're the second largest crowd we've ever had.
Okay. Uncle Ralph, next week we've got representatives from the Zion Lutheran Church of Litchfield. They have mm-hmm. their big annual Sauerbraten dinner coming and up. Country store. They'll be in to talk about that. And then I think we got Mindy Melton coming up soon after that. We're going to give her the whole half hour this time because she was preempted.
Yeah.
So hopefully Mother Nature won't preempt her again. If not, then we may have to talk with her agent about something then.
Yeah.
Anyway, until next time, we'll talk to you next week. So long.